Hello.
Oh, hi, Francisco. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. I'm excellent. Happy Friday, right?
Yeah.
So I was just following up. I know that you recently signed up, and I'm actually John's supervisor, and I understand that there was a question that you had regarding the emails.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. It's because is that in board right now, but I'm not sure if there's something that you guys can do or...
They do what's called Google Workspace, but they charge, I think it's $99 for a one-time and then $29 a month to set up the emails that go with your website. But you don't have to do that because we don't publish the email on the listing anyway. So all we take an email for is to correspond with you back and forth regarding your account. Right. So some people,
right,
they prefer to have, you know, their web address at the end of it. And I think you probably paid for that before through your web provider or even through Google, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I already paid this guy. So what I could do is just call them and make a, tell them to make it functional, you know, because that's what I paid for.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Because is that the guy that built your website?
The web?
Is that the guy that built your website?
Yes.
FrankConstruction.com. Okay. Yeah, yes. Because if you get that set up, then you could have emails like info.
Well,
that's
my company name, but the company who built my web, it's called, I forget right now. I don't remember the name of the company, but...
Okay.
Interscope. I think that's what they call
Interest Corp.
Interest Corp.
Mm-hmm.
Corp something. Yeah,
Corp.
I'm not really good, but yeah, but I had the info, so I could call them, and because you know it worked before, but I never get message through that email just up to the 2022.
Right.
And
oh,
then
really?
I was busy, and I was using my personal, you know, the Frank Construction, the Frank A701. I was using that one. But probably some other people, same thing happened with you guys. Somebody called me in the morning. He said, oh, I already emailed you the link. I said, no, I haven't received anything. And he sent it to the info, you know. So
so you wanted to
so that one.
Now we
yeah,
have your personal email, right?
Correct.
Okay.
But
that's
since probably, you know, if it's possible, I'd like to have that one there. But if you can create another one that goes with there, you know, or, you know, it has to be an email there, right? But it has to be
well,
functional.
The email is an add-on, so it's not something that we include with our program. And the problem, if we try to do it, even if you paid extra for it, is that we don't have access to FrankConstruction.com because that other company built it for you, right?
So we yeah, but they already sent you the because they sent me the.
Oh, they sent you the login credentials for
the
site? The
credentials. And I already sent it to the guy who called me in the morning. That's why I told
him
to write notes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so because now with you is like the six people who call me from this company, right, from your company. But I want you guys to be on the same page because I already sent him those.
Yeah, I see that now. It says that he has admin access to the existing page, so that's good. He put that in the notes. So what I would recommend, Francisco, is check with your Interest Corp first, and since you already paid him, see if he can get the emails up and running. And then what I'll do is continue to use the personal email in the meantime, the Frank 8701. And then once he gets that set up, you can call us, and then we'll be able to add the actual, you know, email that they set up for you onto this account, okay?
Yeah. Because, you know, probably some customers, they saw that email already, and plus I already have my business card, and some customers, they have my business card with that email on it.
Oh, no.
And guess
so
what?
Maybe
and
when
I,
he sets it up, yeah, tell him to test it, but when he sets it up to make sure that it's working. Because maybe, like you said, you were busy before and it didn't get set up right, and now you're advertising it on your business cards and it's potentially
right.
not even
yeah.
working, you know?
It's not even working, yeah. That's, now I understand why I haven't get any job from, I haven't get any customers by saying, you know, I find you on Google. I only have been busy by my referrals.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why, because, I mean, they didn't do the proper job. That's why I went with John, because the first time that John calls me, I told him, oh, this is what is happening. And I was really clear with him, don't expect I'm going to tell you what I need from me, because I don't know anything about computing stuff. But this other company, they were expecting from me to tell them what to do, but I don't know anything about this, right? I need a professional to know what is good for my company, what is good for me to, you know, because I don't even know the vocabulary. Like, something new for me, they say, oh, we're only working on your hosting. Hosting, what hosting?
What does hosting mean? Yeah, yeah, that's, yeah, we know what it means because we're in that field, but for
right,
you as a business owner, yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So yeah, that's one. The whole point here is to that you guys help me out with whatever is good for my company, and also tell me, because I don't want to that you guys tell me like from now 6 months from now, oh, you should have told us that you want this kind of service. No, because I don't even know that service exists right now, right?
Right.
But I keep educating myself. That's something that I want to do, because right now I know a little bit more, and I call these guys and they say, oh, that's something we don't know. That's something we don't do, you know? And,
mm-hmm.
and so I pay them a lot of money. I spend a lot of money already. So
okay. So do me a favor, Francisco. I'm going to text you my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. If you talk to them and they say, oh, mm-hmm. no problem, you already paid for it and we can set that up, go ahead and set that up with them and you're good to go. And then you can just let me know when it's working and I can put it on your account. If for mm-hmm. some reason they say, oh, you know, we can't set it up or we're having problems setting up or anything like that, then just call me back directly and I'll see if I can work out something special for you with the pricing on it. Because typically that's an add-on. We don't include it with the package initially, but some people, mm-hmm. if we set up a site for them, they say, hey, I'd like to have the email that goes with the site, and then we give them the options for it, right? But typically it's not right. something. Yeah, but since you already gave
but
us
we really don't need to create an online one, right? Because they have to have,
right.
they had to make that email functional, because it's already there.
Exactly.
Right.
We don't
yeah.
have to create another one. They just need to make it functional. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
But if for some reason they tell you that they can't, just call me back and I'll try to work
mm-hmm.
out something special for the pricing on it, because I know you already paid us a lot of money too, and I don't want you to have to incur a bunch of new charges. But I think that since, you know, you already started the process with them, maybe you were just, you know, busy as a business owner. Which
well, actually, I paid them since like 3 years already.
Wow. Do you
yeah,
pay
no,
them
they,
monthly
they,
for that, or was it just one time?
No, because That's why I say I pay one time, but I've been paying like, I'm not sure how much, but I'm pretty sure it's more than $3,500 already.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, they didn't tell me exactly what can do for me. That's something I really gonna appreciate for you guys if you tell me, oh, this is what we're gonna do. This is, you know, cause I don't want to, it's like if I bring my car to the mechanic, you know, to the repair shop to to a checkout, right? Because I don't know what's going on with the car, because I don't know anything about mechanic, right? So, do you understand what I'm trying to say? That I want you guys to educate me, not the
opposite. Of course.
I don't know anything about you, what you do. You know, it's like if I hired you to do a house and you don't even know, you know. You understand my point?
I understand 100%. Yeah, we're the best at what we do, so you want, if something's not clear, that we take the time to explain it to you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this other company, I told them many times, they put some commercial pictures on my web, and I told them, like, more than 10 times to take them out, and they said, we already did, and each time every year, like when I had to renew my insurance, they said, it's a lot of money because those pictures there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know if you guys are going to be able to remove them or if they have to keep pushing this company to remove them.
What John did is he put a note in here that if you want us to totally give you a brand new site and build it on this domain, he put that he would include that with the package. So if you want them to use your domain and just take all those photos off and build the brand new site for you, we can absolutely do it. They're not going to charge extra.
Okay. Like, he said he liked the way the web is created, but, I just want to keep the logo, and if you guys think you can do it the same or even better, it's okay with me. It's just, I don't know, any picture, like commercial pictures. And it's fine for me. The design is going to be okay with me because, you know, I haven't even loaded up pictures for the jobs I have done.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, you know, whatever you put in there, it would be good because in the future, later on, I'm going to be sending you some pictures of the projects I have done.
That's perfect. Yeah, you know, I always tell people that, Francisco, that if you want us to just launch it and put commercial, you know, content on there and then, you know, just use stock photos, absolutely we'll do it because our objective is to get you up and running, but you'll always get better results if you put your actual content. So, you know, as you get some content, by all means, send it over to us and we'll modify the site as they come in. And that's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. But I want to make sure that we're on the same page. So for that site development, before we create it, you want us to pull your logo off the existing site, and we're still going to use that. And then you want us to remove the pictures that are on there and replace them with pictures that would gear towards commercial work, right?
Right.
Got it. Okay. I put that all in the notes so the technician is fully aware. So you're all good to go there. And then, you know, if for some reason you can't get that email, just call me back and we'll go over a couple of options for you. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds all right.
Good. Thank you.
Okay.
Very much.
You're welcome. It was nice talking to you and have a great weekend coming up too.
Thank you. You too. And yeah, I know we used to start in business with you guys and I'm going to be patient. But, you know, I just want to be clear because, you know, I already spent like 3 years with these guys and I thought it was everything okay.
This one will be included now, so you won't have to worry about that other company, you know, moving forward. If you are paying them or you paid them for 3 years, at least that'll save you a little bit of money, and then we'll take over the site for you. So I think you're all good to go. Keep your eye on it as they do the development, because if you see anything on there that you'd like changed, then we'll do that as they come along, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Yeah,
I'll
call you right now to see what we could do about the...
The email. Yeah, it's important because you're advertising it, and I'm surprised that you hadn't been for so long getting those emails. Let me just look in my system. I want to see. When they sent it to you initially, it looks like they went through, but you just didn't get them, right?
Right.
So yeah,
actually,
you have.
It was working fine for the first 6 months, and after that, I didn't get anything, and I, like I said, I was very busy, and I never stayed to send myself emails and see and find out that it wasn't working.
That's what happened. Yeah. You know what I bet happened? I bet they set it up for you and you already paid them, but maybe there's a small monthly fee in order to keep it active, and maybe you got busy and for some reason or another, you know, that kind of fell through the cracks. Maybe that's what happened. But I'm confident
but
that
they should have told me, you know. Like,
they should have, yeah.
Yeah,
some companies operate differently. I know we're really good at that. If someone's having trouble with a payment, we're always staying on top of them and communicating with them, just making sure that they know the status of their account, you know. But, you know, everybody doesn't operate the same way. So, but, yeah, thank you so much for communicating all of that with me, Francisco. We'll get working on that right away. And then if you do, you know, need anything of me, you have my direct line now, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.